USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says there is a decision made about how to respond to recent Iranian-backed militia attacks that killed three U.S. troops. He did not offer much more for reporters outside the White House as he departed on Tuesday. Biden added he does hold Iran responsible for supporting the militant groups that attacked. One House Republican is suggesting the U.S. impose new economic sanctions against the Iranian regime.
Called the SHIP Act to go after the Iranian oil that they're selling to China, which is how they're funding all of these proxies.
The Stop Harboring Iranian Petroleum Act would impose sanctions on persons who work with Iranian oil, preventing them from obtaining visas or owning property inside the United States. President Biden does not seem to mind keeping former President Trump on election ballots in 2024. Before hopping on board Marine One for Joint Base Andrews, Biden was asked if Trump should be allowed on the ballot. The president responded, saying, as far as he is concerned, quote, that's fine. Biden has said he believed that Trump supported an insurrection, referring to the 2020 post-election period and the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. Central bankers meet this week, and the question remains, where will interest rates go?
The first meeting of the year for the Federal Open Market Committee began on Tuesday. The two-day event will conclude with an announcement regarding the future of interest rates on Wednesday. While current projections from most analysts suggest no immediate change in rates, there is ongoing speculation about the possibility of a rate cut in March.
USA's John Schaefer. The Department of Justice is opening an investigation into defund the police proponent Congresswoman Cori Bush, a Democrat of Missouri. On Tuesday, Bush responded with remarks of her own, stating the DOJ's investigation into her campaign spending is politically motivated. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is refuting allegations that his resistance to the bipartisan border deal emerging from the U.S. Senate might be motivated by a desire to help Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
Manu, that's absurd. We have a responsibility here to do our duty. Our duty is to do right by the American people, to protect the people.
Johnson maintains the deal currently under negotiation by senators this week is inadequate. Four are reported dead in the wake of a tour boat sinking in a strong sea swell near Cancun, Mexico. The boat was carrying more than 15 guests and three crew members when it got overwhelmed and sank. So far, eight have been confirmed safe and sound. No identities have been released yet. More supplies are on their way for the crew of the International Space Station, a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, late Tuesday.
Five, four, three, two, one, ignition.
Notably, the rocket propelled the Northrop Grumman Cygnus cargo spacecraft into orbit for its inaugural journey. Universal Orlando Resort is revealing new details about its next theme park and hotel attractions. Universal Epic Universe is set to open next year. It will include five brand new lands. There will be Super Nintendo World, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Ministry of Magic, Celestial Park, How to Train Your Dragon, Isle of Burke, and Dark Universe. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.